from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Everyone is going. The car behind you, going to get a dollar frosty. The car ahead of you, already had one, going for a second. The person who cut you off earlier, you guessed it, dollar frosty. Maybe it's all a sign for you to go get one. Just don't cut anyone off. No one likes that person. The iconic Frosty for a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's. Not valid in a combo. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, California, and via third-party delivery.
KILT. KILT-FM HD2 Houston. Insider access. Exclusive content. Sports Radio 610. The Texans play here. An Odyssey Sports Station.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily.
Yeah, I like to have a party, man, but I tell you what, there's over 1,000 guys in the NFL right now that it's the worst day of their life, man. They're getting cut. Now, on the other side of that, there are about 69 fellas on
guys
each team
that, made it. Nice.
That are making it, and they're throwing a hell of a party. This is a hell of a time to have one of those 69er parties, man.
Woo-hoo, that's not bad.
One of 69, boys. 69. Let's get it, man. Let's get it. So, it's a rough day.
Sorry to interrupt you there, Dirty Red.
Well, hell, just take the damn reins in. This ain't my segment or nothing. Just take the damn reins. This better be good. What do we celebrate?
Dirty's Daily. We got a lot of important football stuff to get into, like you just laid out with Caserio trimming the Texans roster down to 53. But we have baseball news here.
69, Tyler.
69. I'm sorry. You're right. How could I forget that? God. But we have some baseball Astros news here. I just had to let y'all know. This is coming from Chandler Rome. Manager of the Astros, Joe Espada, wait for it, boys. You won't believe this. Outfielder Kyle Tucker has started to sprint.
He's sprinting.
He's sprinting.
The king is sprinting.
King Tuck ain't
the
loving.
King
he's sprinting.
Is sprinting. I didn't know. There was about one.
Holy hell.
There wasn't but one or two things that we'd be playing celebration music for. Big Tuck sprinting is one of them, Ron.
Holy crap. Yeah. I didn't expect this big news on a Tuesday.
He's close to running base.
King Tuck is sprinting, Ron. Quit pissing on it, Ron. He's sprinting, man.
Don't put this on me. They've pissed on it.
No, you're pissing on it.
No, I'm not.
They're not out there trying to get Hayward, dude, he's sprinting.
I mean, why would you do that right away? Join the celebration.
A spot said he's close to running bases.
Yeah, well, obviously
he's sprinting.
He's sprinting, Ron.
That's what you do around the bases. You sprint.
You have become a buzzkill.
I don't believe anything they say with Kyle Tucker.
Look on your little Twitter machine. I'm sure there's videos of him running out there.
I will celebrate thoroughly with you as soon as he hits the diamond.
I wonder if they got him doing like the shuttle run.
Tyler, you should have known.
I'm not here. Hey, you do your celebration. You want
this? This is a negative day. This is a dark cloud day, and we ruined it for Ron playing celebration.
The Kyle Tucker thing. I will have excitement when I hear or see him on the field.
Boy, Tyler, I tell you what, man.
Well, disregard. Not a big deal.
It's going to be a long season with old Debbie Downer over here.
It's not.
I thought that was wild.
Most of it is an important step to his recovery. As Spada said, he's close to running the bases, but unclear when he will do so.
Tyler, I'm not going to let him do it. I'm not going to let him bring me down.
This is huge.
I mean, it is a reason to celebrate. He is sprinting, boys and girls.
The king's court rejoices.
Yes, the king is sprinting.
But my apologies. Let's get back to this important Texans news.
You don't apologize for nothing. Old Debbie Downer ass over here.
All right, man.
Now let's get back talking about this sad news, Ron, because I know this is where you feel right at home. I know you like this.
Is that my boy, Ron?
Yes, it is, Ron.
Like sprint, baby. You didn't hear who's out.
It's cut day in the NFL, man. This is the day as a player you show up and you just hope like hell they ain't looking for you. You don't make eye contact with the Turk. You just keep on walking. You sit at your locker. You just hope like hell they don't walk your direction. And when they do, boys, it's just time to man up. I survived three of them. The fourth one got me. The fifth one got me. I'm going to tell you, I'm still a little bitter about it. I felt like I was a little closer to the organization in Dallas than most guys with the Arkansas ties. And the old Turk, Ron, was funny looking old fella.
Is this before Bill Parcells was just an ass to you and just...
No, this was after.
Okay,
but even at that point, I didn't know if I was going to survive. I didn't know if Jerry had the ace of spades. You know what I mean? And I knew I was playing so much better than everybody else. And I was like, God, if Parcells has any sense, right? He's got to at least keep me around. And these other guys Romo hadn't really done much, and boy, the other ones were just peeing down their leg. Walked in, man. The previous years, I told Turk, I said, look here, man, when my time comes, don't let me walk to the locker room. Don't let me walk to the locker room and sit down and start getting my stuff out and, you know, all that kind of stuff. I said, man, when I walk in the door, you're standing right there.
Just get me.
Yeah, just get me immediately. I don't need to go in the locker room. Every guy in there that I need to say my goodbyes to, I got their phone number.
When you see it, how is Turk? Is he nervous or is he?
No, he don't. He's one of those guys that
looks hard.
He looks like have you ever seen that old boy? Mm-mm. The one in Dallas back in the day? I don't even know if he's still alive. But he looks like the guy that would, he got a real, you know who he didn't literally look like him, but who I just, old boy on, what was the dude Stephen A. Smith started with on the debate show? A white dude's a big Cowboy fan that ran off Shannon Sharp. Skip. But he's obviously not as put together. Like, he ain't trying as hard. He's rough looking. That sucker let me walk to my locker, then he come across there and has me go. I just left. I went and talked to the dude that gave me the message, and I left the building. Went home. I had a house at the time. Jerry called me back up there. Said, I can't let this happen without talking to you. So we chit chat for 30, 45 minutes. Made me feel a little bit better, but he still did. He didn't tell me.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, I was hoping he'd say, hi, it was April Fool's, man. It's you get the job back.
There it was.
So it's a rough day. It's a rough day for a lot of folks. But there's one thing with the Texans that I've been wanting, and that rough day today, that rough day hit Andrew Beck, fullback, and Troy Hairston, fullback, who, by the way, had about, literally, I think he had four holding penalties and a couple of whiffs in the last game. So it was, the writing was on the wall for Troy Hairston. But both of those fullbacks get released. Now, we've heard since then that British Brooks, the running back that scored two touchdowns, I think, against the Giants, I believe, late in that game, that he has made the team, he was my outsider choice of the lower-level guys to make this football team. And I think he made the football team as a fullback that can also carry the rock, obviously. But the Andrew Beck and Troy Hairston release puts me in a spot where I feel like I may get one of the things I've been wishing for, and that is more Brevin Jordan. Brevin Jordan, his role in this offense is obviously a backup tight end behind Dalton Schultz, but obviously in the league you use a lot of two tight end sets, so he would be the second tight end. He is a more of a hybrid tight end that would stand up in a two-point stance in the slot or be in the backfield or be your move guy. He's more athletic, more explosive than your typical tight end. So he's got a package in this offense. And I do think he's a very valuable piece. But the only way for me, the only way that Brevin Jordan could become more, the only way that Brevin Jordan could bring more to the table, the only way that Bobby Slowick was going to be able to get Brevin Jordan more touches is if he fills more roles, right? If you've got Brevin Jordan and Andrew Beck on this roster, you've got two guys doing ultimately what I believe Brevin Jordan should be doing by himself. Now that Andrew Beck is gone, he was injured all of training camp anyway, and now that Hairston is gone, you got to believe that Brevin Jordan's role is going to be expanded to some degree, which I think is a brilliant decision if that is indeed how they go, because you get just another explosive weapon in this offense that you have on the sideline. You naturally find a way to get him on the field without having to create Brevin Jordan plays. He's already on the field if you're in 12 personnel, which is one back, two tight ends, two wide receivers, right? He's going to be on the field now in 21 personnel, which is two backs, one tight end, and two wide receivers. The two backs, that's a tailback and a fullback. He could fill one of those fullback roles. And so now you get him in all of your misdirections. You can change personnels without changing people. Like you can go from 12 to 21. You can go from a two tight ends with their hand in the dirt to one tight end with his hand in the dirt, the other one in the slot. To one tight end with his hand in the dirt and the other one in the backfield like a fullback with his hand in the dirt. You can do all that switching and changing without ever having to sub, which we know in the NFL, if you sub, the referee is going to hold the line of scrimmage so the defense can adjust. You can literally go from one to two to three different personnels with Brevin Jordan on the field. This is the role that I wanted to see if Brevin Jordan could feel all of the shoes, right? Because let's be honest, Brevin Jordan just in that kind of backup tight end hybrid role, I think his time was going to run up. He was going to be a minimum guy. I think his time was going to run up. If you are a guy that now you are a like super utility tight end, like a super hybrid tight end, you're a big time weapon. And hell, that second contract could be a little more, little richer than most tight ends. But not your top tight ends. I'm just talking about than what Brevin Jordan could have been as a backup.
Well, Brevin Jordan clearly brings a skill set that can be explosive, that he can potentially give you chunk play, big plays out of the offense, and be another weapon. But also, as you said, the amount of guys that you have on the team that get on the field ahead of him makes it difficult for him to get on the field. But the number one thing that makes it difficult for Brevin Jordan to get on the field is Brevin Jordan when it comes to having to run block. Whether that is from the tight end position, whether that is from the H-back position or the fullback position. And I like where your thought is of how many different things Bobby Slowick could add to the offense. But it has to be with him being able to be good enough to block. Good enough to stay on the field where teams don't just say, this is a pass.
Yep.
Good enough to where he can stay on the field that, hey, if he is a lead blocker, that he just doesn't get decapitated, right? And just completely blow up a play. So if he can just, what we talk about with Kenyon Green, Kamari Lassiter, just hold his own at the position and be good enough to where you can get him on the field. Then you can get him on the field and see the stuff that you want to be able to do with him. But you can't make yourself completely...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Make it completely obvious what you're going to do and predictable every time you line up because he's out there. And you just can't just crush your run game and give away downs because he can't make the blocks or he can't protect if you need him in front of CJ. So I think that's where it comes from. Can he be good enough at the point of attack to block whether he's a tight end or a full?
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll find out. Like, right, I mean, I want it to happen. I want it to work. I hope that he's capable of doing it. I think that this is Brevin Jordan's biggest opportunity is to be able to do it all and prove that he can do it all and be even more versatile than we thought. Because, look, the problem with the Texans offense is there's not enough footballs to go around. You got too many great players. You got too many weapons. And so the more roles that Brevin Jordan can fill, and let's be honest, of all those weapons, Brevin Jordan's at the bottom of the list. So the more roles that he can play, the better chance he has of impact in every single game. I just think it's what's best for this particular offense. Now, the Texans running back room does consist of British Brooks. British Brooks, a rookie. He did make the football team. He did have a good game against the Giants from a rushing perspective. There's a play against the Rams, though, where I saw it when it happened. Sean and I talked about it in the post-game show. We've talked about it throughout Monday here on Reaction Monday as well. And here we sit Tuesday, the guy makes the team. There's a play in that Rams game where he ultimately chin checks and de-cleats
a Ram defender.
And then when you see the guy turn sideways, you realize it was a number 93. It was a defensive lineman, interior defensive lineman, that he chin checked. And I got to believe that that play right there is why British Brooks made this team. Now all of a sudden you can say, whoa, if you can do that, you can fill the fullback role and you can tote the rock if on goal line and short yardage situations. All of a sudden this guy becomes a little bit of a weapon. That may keep Brevin Jordan from doing everything I just discussed because British Brooks is on his football team. And I personally think that's where he plays, Ron. Any concerns about a rookie being in that running back room and being a fullback for this football team?
No, because I don't think they're going to use him like Kyle Juszczyk as they did in San Francisco, where he's a major part of their offense. Clint, it really doesn't matter how old you are or what year you are. Like, they haven't had any fullback that has.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.